Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God podcast. We invite you to join us for Sunday morning services at 10:30 at 3520 Strayer Road, Maumee, Ohio. Thanks for joining us, and have a blessed day.
I want to read to you out of the book of John, first chapter. You've read it many times. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. And in Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shined in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There is a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not the light, but he was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him, but as many as receive him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, and those who believe in his name, who were born not of the blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, "This was he whom I said, he who came after me is preferred before me. He was before me. And in his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." Our Heavenly Father, I pray today that you take our hearts and bind them together. And through our heart and through your Spirit, that you take our minds and help us to see eternity. And for that, Lord, we'll always be thankful. In Jesus' most blessed name, amen. You know, there comes a time for everything. Some of you are old enough to remember. How many here are old enough to remember when they bombed Pearl Harbor? Not me, but some, 8, 10, 12, 15, 16. The United States did all they could do to stay out of the war until they bombed Pearl Harbor. And then it was time for the United States to get into World War II. And if the United States wouldn't have gotten into World War II, we'd have probably all been speaking German or Japanese. Because that was the turning point. We had the power, we had the strength, and it turned that war. There comes a time when the weather warms up that we plant seeds in the ground, we plant our garden. If you don't plant seeds in the spring, you won't have a garden. You won't have anything to eat. The farmers plant. In the Bible, there was a time of the angels, that the angels shown themselves, and people reacted to that, and God was able to move people. Then came the prophets. There was a time of the prophets, and there was a time that he spoke unto Job, and he spoke unto Moses, and he said, "Write these things down, because this is my law. This is what I want my people to follow." And they followed it. There was at that time. There was a time of the Passover where you put blood above your door of a lamb, a flawless lamb. And the death angel did not come to your house that night, and it came to every other house in Egypt. There was a time when God said, "I want to take my people out of Egypt, and I want to take them home, because I'm setting up this plan." And there was a time that he said, "I want you to build a tabernacle, and this tabernacle is going to have certain things in it, and every one of them is going to represent something, so that you know what's ahead." There's a time they built the temple, and he said, "This temple is going to be built just like the tabernacle in its layout, but it's going to be a solid structure, and it's going to last for over 1,000 years. But there came a time when God said, An angel can't do this. A prophet can't do this. There came a time when God said, I've just got to do this. Mary can tell you there are times people call the office and they'll say, Mary, I need to talk to the pastor. The secretary isn't going to do. Can I get an appointment with Pastor Fry? There's a time when you go into a business and you say, I want to see the manager. I want to see the owner of the store. Because this has to be fulfilled by the guy that knows the absolute final authority on what's going on. Don't you love the Gospels? You say, preacher, are you switching subjects? I might do that. But I'm not right now. Did you ever read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? You say, well, preacher, you read one, you read them all. No, you haven't. Matthew wrote to the Jews. And it takes all that Jewish heritage about who Jesus was and who he is going to be. And then it starts with Jesus is born in a manger. Mark was written to the Romans. And Luke was written to the Greeks. And those three Gospels have something very much in common that John's Gospel just seemed to leave out. Matter of fact, some have said because John left it out, it didn't happen. Well, the other three put it in, so it did happen. Matter of fact, it was also talked about in Isaiah about Jesus. And all through the Old Testament, it's your whole Old Testament's about Jesus. If you haven't read it, read it and understand that everything they're talking about is about Jesus. But in the book of John, and I like John's writing because John's writing is so universal and so inclusive, and it's a very spiritual book. John didn't start his like Matthew, Mark, and Luke did with a manger. John said, I want you to know exactly where Jesus came from. Jesus didn't come and was born in a manger. Jesus was here long before that. In the beginning was God. That's Genesis 1. And if you take it in chronological order, it should go Mark, Matthew, Luke. But John belongs in front of all those three. Matter of fact, John belongs before Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1. In the beginning was the Word. You know what a word is? I can stand up here and say nothing, and you'll never know who I am. You'll not know what I believe. You'll not know where I'm going. You'll not know what's going on. But when I put out a word, the word is a communication. And when I put out a word, my word can go into you. And you, if you accept my word, we become one because we have the same goals. We have the same opportunities that come before us. And we know where we're going. We walk step in step. The Bible says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, that walked not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. This mind. And when John is speaking, he's speaking of the Word in the beginning of the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and he is in the beginning with God. Jesus was in the beginning with God. Oh, so you had God, and you had the Son, and you had the Holy Spirit. No, you just had God. See, I'm a pastor here. Pastor Eric's a pastor here. You know us as pastor. My daughter's sitting over there, and she knows me as her dad. I'm the same guy. My wife, her aunt, passed away, and she's with her mother and her sister down in Defiance this morning. But she knows me as her husband. I am known by you as a pastor, by Bonnie as her dad, by Terry as her husband. You say, oh, you're three different people. No. And neither is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God said, it is time that I come. It's time. I set this up all through time. See, before time was eternity. And eternity started with God and with Jesus Christ and with His Spirit. And in eternity, God said, I am going to start time. And time started me. And I've been on a clock from the time that I was born till the time that I die. But when you go back through words from me, through time, through eternity, you get to God. Are you getting this? Jesus didn't just come as a baby. God came to show us who he was. And let me show you a couple words that just as I was reading through this past couple weeks, there's a couple words in here that just really stand out. In the beginning was the Word. I just kind of circled was right there. Not because it stood out there, but because he used that word so many times. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And these things were made through him, and without him was nothing was made that was made. So Jesus Christ is the Word. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, the Bible says. And then John gives us, in John chapter 20, verse 31, he gives us the whole context of what he's talking about. These things are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. John wrote this gospel so that you might get saved. John was an evangelist, but no one knew Jesus as well in this earth as John did. John went to the cross. John wrote the Revelation. John lived to be an old man. John said, not Jesus, John said, I'm the one he loved. Can you say that? I can say it. I've seen what God's done in my life, and I can say, I'm one that you loved. See, he loved me before I loved him. In that while I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me. In the beginning was the Word and was God. They're all there, right together. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, which we call God, who has expressed himself through the Word, but not only through that Word, but Eric, when you preach through your Word, not only through his word, but when you speak to someone about who you are, they hear Jesus. See, the Bible says he'll come into our life and he'll make us a new creation in Christ Jesus. Behold, all things are become new. I never understood how someone could claim to be saved and still want to hang around the world. That's like saying, I want to get married, but I want to have four or five girlfriends. Yeah. See how God feels? Oh, I want to be saved and I want all the good things that God gives. But let me tell you something. Without Christ, there is a real hell, the Bible talks about. Without Christ, we are destined for another direction. And God said, I'm going to come down, I'm going to raise the dead, I'm going to make the lame to walk, the blind to see, and people will know who I am so that they can put that staple down and say, if they look at me, if they just look at me with just a little bit of faith, the Bible says there's a grain of mustard seed. I'll come into them. I will breathe in them. I'll put my word in them. I will fix them from the top to the bottom. I will fill them. They will see my purpose. And the things of the world will grow gravely dim in the light of his glorious praise. Wow, that's God. God gave birth to time. You ever heard someone say a penny for your thoughts? You're sitting there, standing there. Our kids do this. Bonnie did it. They stand there and they're looking. I try to guess, what are they thinking about? They're thinking about how they can get this next thing they want from me? Are they thinking about that boy that they met? So we walk over and say, a penny for your thoughts. other words, I can't figure it out until you speak, until I have your word. And when they speak, man, I never thought of that. You wanted a hot fudge sundae with nuts on it? And when Jesus came, he spoke. And he said things that confounded the world. It's better to give than to receive. Leadership isn't about who's the boss, it's about who's the servant. Believing in Christ is a spiritual thing that will change you physically. People try to change physically and say, I tried being a Christian and I just can't. No, you can't. It's impossible for you to do it. You must hear his word. His word must come into you. It must penetrate you. And when that happens, you get him, Jesus Christ, in you. And your reactions are not your reactions, it's his reactions. I always said discipline can control your actions. Discipline will never control your reactions. And people get in trouble because their reactions are bad, and their reactions are bad because Christ isn't the center of where he belongs in your life. When Christ is where he belongs, it isn't only your actions that are right, but your reactions are right. They said, oh, preacher, I don't usually swear, but I hit my finger. Well, I'm sorry, but there's no swearing in there, whether you hit your finger or not. Behold, all things have passed away. All things have become new. That's in Christ. When we look back through time, we see that Abraham saw eternity when he took his son up on the mountain. And he looked over and saw the Lamb. We know that Moses, when he went up on the mountain and God spoke to him and gave him the Ten Commandments of law, that Moses saw eternity. He saw God. David, when he picked up those stones and he walked towards Goliath, he said, the battle is not mine, but the Lord's. And he knew a giant wouldn't die until he cut his head off. See, in order to be a Christian, you allow God to eradicate all of the sin and flush it out of you. All of the you comes out of you. Now, I'll tell you, I had a strong father. Eric and I had talked about that this morning. My dad was a tough character. He had a lot of people work for him. He just knew where he was going. But he was a Christian man. So his actions and reactions were different than the discipline he had been taught from his father. Somebody says, oh, I did this, and you know, I'm sorry, but for the French. Matter of fact, what amazes me, sometimes they say I'm sorry about the French before they cuss. You're not sorry or you wouldn't do it. Don't tell me I'm sorry, but I'm going to smack you in the nose. If you're sorry, don't smack me in the nose. The Word was with God. It was the voice of God. He spoke it through His Scripture. He spoke it through Jesus. He speaks it through us each and every day. And He wants to speak it with you. And the Word becomes flesh because we become sons of God, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Wow. Let me tell you where the old Church of God Nazarene Church was and where the young ones have missed it so far. We actually believed back, Pastor Kay, when you were a young man, and I still believe it today, but when you get saved, and they called it sanctified, that you didn't sin. Wouldn't that be great? We as a church have accepted sin from our people. When you get down to it, Pastor Kay and I had talked about this many, many times. Pastor and Eric, I have had a couple conversations about it. Most of it's somatics. Because what the old timers called sin was a willful transgression against God. But we've got this gray area now where, well, you can get upset at your wife, or you can get upset at your kids, you can lose your temper, and that's not a willful transgression against God, that's just being ornery. Wouldn't it be great if we could understand that Christ in you gives you a decision every time sin comes before you? Not only sin, every time bad attitude comes before you. Every time a bad discussion comes before you. Every time a lie, a dirty joke. Every time the barroom crowd comes in front of you. You have a choice. No, I think I'll do it the way God wants me to do it. Because after all, we're one. Those of you who are married, you know what happens when you get married, you become one. What happens when you become born again, you become one. You know why we baptize? Because you're putting off the flesh and you've taken on the Spirit of God. It's an outward sign of what God did inwardly. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. More than just Jesus Christ, but He will dwell in you, and He'll speak through you. And when He starts speaking through you, this church will be more than filled more than 2 and 3 times a week. Because He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Wow. Isn't that powerful? For the Word of God, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, for the Word of God is alive and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing of the soul and the spirit and the joints and the marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart. The Word. Teenagers, let me tell you something. And I've told our teens this ever since I was 23 years old, because I knew it when I was in the Navy. When you go out and you get in your car and that dome light comes on, remember God's watching you. I've had kids now 40 years old come up to me and say, preacher, that sure kept me out of a lot of trouble, and I thought it was keeping me from having fun. But you told me that dome light, whenever you see it, think about God's watching. God knows. And you got to make a decision that I had to make back when I was in the Navy. Am I going to do it God's way or my way? Which way are you going to do it? It isn't how, which way you're going to do it tomorrow. Is that the way you want to die? Eternity is a long, long time. I'd rather die right with God and wrong with the world. I've said this before. Nero was the emperor of Rome. Paul the apostle was in prison. We name our kids Paul. We name our dogs Nero. It's a whole lot better to allow the Word to become flesh and live in you. Jesus, 100% man, 100% God, was from the beginning. Let us stand. Our Heavenly Father, I thank You for the service. I thank You that You've given me the opportunity to preach. Lord, it's nothing that I've ever taken for granted. I've never stepped in front of a group of people thinking that I had the words, because God, they've got to see Your heart. They've got to feel Your words. And Lord, I pray today that they understand that it's the right time. First Sunday in January 2020, I decided to surrender it all. I decided that it's Your kingdom that You brought me into in this world, and You want me to live there and reach out and invite others in every day. And I can't do that if I'm looking like them. There's nothing to invite them to. So God, help me to be Your man, Your woman, Your child. For Jesus' sake, amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God podcast. We invite you to join us for Sunday morning services at 10:30. at 3520 Strayer Road, Maumee, Ohio. Thanks for joining us, and have a blessed day.